Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hej och välkomna till Food Pharmacy-podden med Mia Klase och med mig Lina Närtby. Idag så kommer jag träffa Jessie Inchaupse som också är känd som Glucose Goddess. Jessie är en fransk biokemist och en internationell bästsäljande författare. Hon är känd för sina enkla lifehacks som har hjälpt miljontals människor världen över att stabilisera sina blodsockervärden. Ja, en riktig hjälte, minst sagt. Det är andra gången som Jessie gästar oss här i Food Pharmacy-podden och vi är så stolta över att ha henne som gäst idag. So, Glucose Goddess, warmly welcome to the Food Pharmacy Show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see you again.
Oh, me too.
So, after your international best-selling book, Glucose Revolution, there were so many people asking for you to help them with actually implementing these life hacks. And I guess people wanted a step-by-step guide. So this resulted in your new book, The Glucose Goddess Method, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So before we dig into that, I would like to ask you, why is glucose spikes a problem in the first place?
Because most of us, the vast majority of the population, even if you don't have diabetes, most of us experience glucose spikes every day. And we don't even know it. And these spikes lead to symptoms that we know very well, like chronic fatigue, cravings, poor sleep, hormone issues, brain fog, difficult menopause, missed periods, and long-term, of course, type 2 diabetes. But most of us are living with glucose spikes, and they're leading to lots of consequences. And there's really easy things we can do, which are the hacks that I share in my work. Science-backed principles to keep our glucose nice and steady so that we can feel our best and live the life that we want to live. And, you know, your podcast is called Food Pharmacy. And for me, it's so clear that our food is truly our medicine if we just know a few simple scientific principles to help us get the right medicine.
Mm. So do you have any figures? You say most of us suffer from it. How many do we know suffer from this problem?
So there's a few interesting statistics. The first one is that today in the world, there are 1 billion people who have type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. So those people for sure have glucose spikes. And by reducing the spikes, they can put their diabetes or prediabetes into remission. Then for those of us who do not have diabetes or prediabetes, there's one American study that showed that up to 90% of people who do not have diabetes can still experience glucose spikes on a daily basis. And the reason I say most of us is that that study was done in America and we don't have that figure globally. So it could be a little bit off. But if you're somebody who doesn't have diabetes and you've worn a glucose monitor to take interest in your health, you know you have glucose spikes. Like everybody who monitors their glucose levels who doesn't have diabetes is also shocked to see glucose spikes. I don't know a single person who's worn a glucose monitor, and I know a lot who has not had spikes. It seems that it's just a consequence of the food landscape that we live in.
Yeah, I was actually shocked myself when I used one.
And it made me really open my eyes. I mean, of course, I've known that glucose spikes are very important to prevent, but I also thought that for a long time, I thought that if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic, then of course you need to look into this. But if you live a rarely healthy life, it's not a problem for you. But now I realize that if it's one single thing we should do, actually it is to monitor our glucose levels.
Absolutely. And for a long time, you know, the scientific and medical community also thought that it only mattered if you had pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Now we know it matters for everybody. For things like fertility, for things like mental health, gut health, you know, brain fog, your skin. I mean, the evidence is really overwhelming now. We know that if you're having glucose spikes on a daily basis, you cannot have a healthy body and mind. It's like it's the foundational layer. You will not feel like yourself and you will not feel good if you're on a glucose roller coaster. And most of us are on it. So that's why I think my work has, you know, taken off so much, is because you feel the difference so quickly once you apply the hacks. You feel so much better.
Yeah. Millions of people around the world have been helped to manage their glucose levels by this simple method. And now I'm very curious. Could you please run me through your method?
Absolutely. So the second book, which is the one that is out now, The Glucose Goddess Method, it focuses on four key principles. And in my first book, I had 10 principles. But the reason I wrote the second book is because people after the first book have asked me for a step-by-step guide, as you said. They actually wanted me to, I got lots of messages of people saying, hi, Jessie, can you please move in with me and live with me so you could help me do the hack? And I thought, okay, this means that people want more help and they need a clearer step-by-step guide to know what hack to start with, what recipes to use to do the hacks. So the Glucose Goddess Method is the answer to that question. So the way it works is that you get the book and you'll see a 4-week plan. And every week for 4 weeks, we add a new hack into your life. The rest of the time, you do whatever you want. You drink whatever you want. You eat whatever you want. We're not counting calories. We're not restricting any foods. You live your life however you want to live it. You just add these four hacks in. And so the four hacks, which are the most powerful ones to start with, I'm going to walk you through them. The first one is savory breakfast. The second one is vinegar. The third one is veggie starter. And the fourth one is movement. So in week one, we start with the savory breakfast. And the reason it is in week one is because your breakfast is very important to your glucose levels. If your breakfast makes a glucose spike, your whole day is going to be a glucose roller coaster and you're going to feel like crap. What we want is we want to have a breakfast that keeps our glucose nice and steady. And this is going to help us create energy from the inside out. Our mitochondria are going to be happy. Inflammation goes down. Aging slows down. We feel awesome. So in the first week, I give you lots of recipes to make a savory breakfast. And a savory breakfast has a few principles. It has to be built around protein. So this can be Greek yogurt, cheese, eggs, protein powder in a smoothie. It can be leftover meat or veggie or meat or fish from the night before. There's lots of different ways you can get that protein in. Then you want to put some healthy fats in there, whatever kind you want, olive oil, avocado, nuts. And then importantly, you should not have anything sweet for breakfast, except if you want some whole fruit, but for taste. Same with starch, same with bread, oats, potatoes. They can be there, but they should be there for taste. So the worst breakfast for your glucose levels would be something like oats with honey and dried raisins, or a toast and jam, or granola and an orange juice. All of those don't do well for your glucose levels. The week one is savory breakfast. And when you change your breakfast, you start feeling really different really, really quickly. It's quite remarkable.
I know this because you actually start to feel full. This is also something that's very good if you are having a bad habit of having a white toast in the morning. Mm-hmm. You often get a bit cravings around 10 o'clock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why is that? Because when you have a glucose spike in the morning, your hunger hormones go do this crazy roller coaster, ghrelin, leptin are all over the place. And then 2 hours later, you're hungry again. And most of us think this is normal, right? Most of us think, oh, that's just normal. Like, I have to eat again. Really, realistically, you should be able to go 4, 5, 6 hours without eating and be fine. And the solution to that is the protein and the steady glucose level. So week one is breakfast. Lots of easy recipes in the book. And I'm a very lazy cook. Like, I'm very, 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 very lazy. The most lazy cook you can imagine. Yeah. I'm the most lazy person in the kitchen ever. But I know how important it is to cook easy, quick recipes that are going to keep me full and keep my glucose steady. So all the recipes in my book, there are 6 ingredients or less. They take 5-10 minutes maximum. And my intention with them is that once you read them and you do them once, you never have to look at the recipe again because you just got it. Because it's more like assembling than following a very strict, like 10 grams of this, 5.5 grams of that. You know, it's just like easy assembly. Yes, and lots of them don't require any cooking. It's just assembling. Yeah. So that's week one. Mm-hmm. Then week two, we look at vinegar. Now, this is a bit of a controversial one because it can sound a little bit strange. And I also was surprised when I looked at the science. But vinegar contains a really cool molecule called acetic acid. And so in week two of the Glucose Goddess method, once a day, we have 1 tablespoon of vinegar in a big glass of water or in a tea or in a dressing. The reason we do this before a meal is because acetic acid is going to slow down how quickly the rest of the meal gets broken down into glucose molecules. And that's good because if the breakdown happens more slowly, glucose will arrive more slowly into your bloodstream. And that's what you want. You want to reduce the speed at which the glucose molecules are arriving. That way you reduce the spike and your glucose level will look more like, you know, a soft rolling Swedish hill versus a crazy French Alp going up and down, wild variation. So that's what you want. That's week two, vinegar week.
Mm. I actually have this hack myself since many years back, but do you know why I started it?
Why?
I think that vinegar is a great substitute for wine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So when I feel I don't want to have wine and everyone else is having, and I crave, you know, something wine-ish, I use vinegar and I pour some fizzy water to it.
Nice. Well, it makes sense, you know, because actually vinegar is made with the fermentation of wine. So for example, if you leave a glass of wine on the counter and you go on vacation for 2 weeks, you come back and that wine is now vinegar. So they're pretty similar in a way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So yeah, there's lots of fun mocktails you can do also in the book to make it a kind of fancy, fun drink to have.
I realize now, Jesse, that I just speak to a French woman and I say that I use vinegar as a...
Listen, I don't drink alcohol, so I don't feel bad about it at all. I think it's fine. Don't worry. No hard feelings.
Thank you.
And then week three. So week three is all about vegetables, but not just eating more vegetables. Specifically, what we do is that one meal a day, we start the meal. We begin the meal with a plate of vegetables. And I call this the veggie starter. And the reason we do this at the beginning of the meal is because when we have veggies first, the fiber in the veggies has time to go and coat our upper intestine and make a sort of protective mesh, like a protective shield. And that's why I call fiber my superwoman, because she protects me from glucose spikes. So at the beginning of your meal, the fiber in your intestine is going to stay there for a few hours and protect you and slow down how quickly glucose molecules will arrive into your bloodstream afterwards. So it's there to reduce the spike of the meal. And that's the veggie starter week. Lots of veggie recipes in there. Again, I'm very lazy, so you'll find a lot of recipes in there that are either salads that you can make in 2 seconds or vegetables that you can prepare in advance and keep in your fridge for the whole week. Trying to make it super easy because I know that the easier something is to do, the more you're going to actually do it. Yeah. So I'm very aware of that. Yeah. So that's week three. And what you can also do is you can put on top of your veggie starter a vinegar dressing. That way you get 2 hacks in one. You get the fiber from the veggies and the acetic acid from the vinegar. So in week three, you'll see recipes for both of these two things combined. And so by week three, you're doing three hacks a day, savory breakfast, vinegar, and veggies every day. And then in week four, we add one final hack, which is the movement hack. And what I ask you to do is simple. After one meal a day, use your muscles for 10 minutes. And you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to do crazy exercise. This can be doing the dishes, cleaning your home. It can be dancing to a few of your favorite songs. It can be walking your dog. It can be picking up your kids. 10 minutes of movement after one meal. And why do we do this? Because your muscles, when they contract, they need energy, right? If you walk, if you move your arms, that's your muscles burning glucose to be able to contract. And so we use this to our advantage. When we use our muscles after a meal, they're going to use some of the glucose from that meal for energy. And as a result, that glucose is not going to stick around and make a big glucose spike. But that's the four hacks. That's the method. And by the end of the 4 weeks, you have super easy new habits. You feel better than ever. You have energy to finish your to-do list. You're no longer feeling addicted to the 4 p.m. chocolate bar. You sleep better. You feel more like yourself. It's truly transformative.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I guess you get a lot of testimonials from people that thank you for saving their lives almost. I mean, I've done this journey myself, so I know how happy and how grateful you are to the people who opened the door for a more healthier life. What is the most common testimonial you get? If you could pick one or two.
It's so difficult. Can I pick three?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the most common one is one that people like to share the most, which is people who have type 2 diabetes who put it in remission. So that's a great one. People are super happy. There's a clear number. They were like, my glucose level used to be 150. Now it's 85. And they love sending me the screenshots of, you know, the lab tests and the lab results. And they're like, my doctor can't believe it. That's a cool one too, because often doctors are like, how did you do this? But like, what happened? And then the doctor starts reading the book and it's really fun. So that's, I think, one of the most common ones. Another really, really common one is people telling me that they just feel so much better. They feel like they're 20 years old again. They have more clarity. They have more energy. They feel just young and light on their feet, and they're feeling good in their skin and their clothes. They get confidence back. So a sort of just getting back to who you're meant to be. And that makes me so happy. And then the third most common one has to do with hormones, probably. So for example, people who were trying to get pregnant, who didn't have their period anymore, who have been able to get pregnant, people with really difficult menopause feeling better, people getting, you know, their endometriosis under control. So those kinds. And then there's a lot of other ones, but those are the three, I think, main buckets.
I also gather that you get some testimonials that actually surprise you. Is there anything that you like, wow, I know that this could affect many things, but this is crazy?
Yeah, I get some crazy stuff, girl. I mean, I get some testimonials of people saying like, this one person I got recently, she has narcolepsia, the condition where you fall asleep without being able to control it. And she told me that since doing the hacks, it's so, so much better. And she has episodes like way less frequently. And I had no idea that it could affect that. I never saw any study on that. Yeah. Or, migraine is a really interesting one, saying that with the hacks, their migraine has gone away. Or people who have sweaty palms and got that one recently, that's gone away. I mean, who knows? Honestly, we don't know anything about the human body.
No.
We're doing our best, but there's crazy, crazy things. I can't even remember everything right now, but one good one that I like is parents telling me that since implementing the hacks at home, they feel more zen with their kids and their kids have fewer tantrums. And so the family life is much more harmonious now, which is quite funny. I get some funny stories sometimes.
Yeah, but how wonderful is that? I mean,
it's so cool.
To most families today, stress is like our biggest problem. And imagine if you could do an easy hack with the family that makes everyone feel more relaxed and harmonious, which makes sense because glucose spikes make you, you know, a bit edgy and
absolutely
hangry.
And hangry, I was going to say. It makes people hangry. Yep, that's a big one.
Mm. I was thinking about what you said about the doctors. I have interviewed myself, a woman who suffered from diabetes type 2 for 17 years. Until she found a book many years ago on how to cure yourself with vegetables or something like it. And she actually managed to put her diabetes type 2 into remission within just weeks.
Great.
Her doctors were like, this is impossible. What is happening? And I'm thinking, you must have been thinking a lot about this, considering high glucose spikes and high blood sugar is one of the main restraints to our healthcare budget today. And all these hacks, they are so simple and they are free. It's free. You don't need to put billions of tax money into this. How could we influence the healthcare system in adapting this? Because it would be life-saving, literally.
I think there's a few things. So yes, we need to teach people these advice and they should be taught in school. But also other things need to happen on a regulation level to prevent, for example, food companies from advertising junk food to kids.
Yeah.
Or making places in the world where Coca-Cola is cheaper than water. Right? Like there's a lot of moving pieces. And I mean, the healthcare system is super complicated and I don't have the answer, but there are a lot of interests that are a little bit misaligned. For example, I'm in London this week and in the UK, the NHS, so the National Health Service, they recommend as good for you some chocolate dessert puddings of X and Y brand, you know, so it's a little bit complicated. There's conflicts of interest. There's money involved. It's not as black and white and as simple as I'd love to see it, but I think any effort is a great effort. And on your story, I think here the key thing is that the doctors didn't realize that diabetes was reversible, right? I mean, that to me is crazy. And it's actually the case for most doctors. They are trained to diagnose and treat a condition with a medication, but they don't have experience necessarily in the latest lifestyle science. They don't really know a lot about nutrition. And I think that's the issue, is that we need to realize that in complement to doctors looking at surgeries, medication, people need to have access to experts who give us simple lifestyle tools and tricks so that we don't get that information from marketing campaigns from Coca-Cola. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
I've been thinking.
I've been interviewing the ministers responsible for the public health in Sweden at several
occasions.
What do they say? I mean, one of them were, she was very frank. She said, I think the reason that we are not working harder within this field is that there are no political points to gain, you know. So this is this is why. Another one, she was totally unaware. We actually almost got into a fight.
Wow. Yes,
it was such an intense interview because I was, you know, asking her, why aren't we doing anything to work? I mean, this is a huge problem. It's a big cost for the society and it's a resource for the society to have healthy people. Why don't we have like a plan for public health when it comes to lifestyle? So, and she was very upset with me and I got upset back, you know, so, but I think a lot has happened. This is a few years ago and hopefully I can see a lot has happened. And yes. I think that people like you are contributing so much. I mean, imagine you helped millions of people without getting 1 cent from any government. This will not only give all these individuals a better, healthier and happier life, it will also save billions
for
the European American, you know, healthcare system. So in this way, I really want to thank you because what you do is amazing.
Thank you so much. You know, you're very kind. Yeah, it's funny when you put it that way. I'm like, yeah, actually, maybe governments should pay me so I do this public health work. No, but you know what's great is that I really believe in the power of teaching individuals as much as possible. And a lot of the money that I take from, you know, the book sales, I use it so that I can make free content online nonstop so that people who can't afford my book, which are actually the people who need this information the most, so that they have access to all of this for free. So it's a nice little self-fulfilling system that I've built. And it's just the beginning. But I really appreciate your words. You're very, very kind. And I think you're doing fantastic work as well. So it's a pleasure.
Thank you. So it has recently been a new year. A new year means new possibilities often. So I'm very curious, Jesse, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I have a word for the year. So every year I sort of have one intention. And it's not so much a resolution, it's more like a an energy that I want to bring in. So this year, the word that I have is space. Not because I want to go to space into rockets, but because I want a bit more space in my day-to-day life, in my brain, so I can see what's coming next. Because the last few years have been just such a sprint, you know, and 2024, I want to have more time to sort of integrate everything that happened and to figure out where I want to go next, where I want to point the boat next. So that's my intention. How about you?
I've been so influenced by the American scientist, BJ Fogg, who talks about tiny habits. And I told myself I will not go around having these big New Year's resolutions anymore because I always, I mean, after a few weeks, I feel miserable because I'm like, why couldn't I stick to this? So when I listen to your 4 weeks method, I get so happy because this is something that could actually, it will stick in your everyday life. And I'm a huge fan of, you know, small, tiny habits, because once you get that going, it's like brushing your teeth.
Totally. I hate brushing my teeth, by the way.
Yeah. But that's a very small habit that you do.
Know what I do?
No.
Is now I brush my teeth in the shower, because otherwise I just hate brushing my teeth. I don't know why. I think because when I was a kid, my mom used to always say, did you brush your teeth? And so I have such a bad association with it. I hate it. So now I do it in the shower. You always brush your teeth in the shower?
I've always done it. But, you know, I met Michael Mosley not long ago and he gave me a tip that I've started to do now. So now I'm not brushing my teeth in the shower anymore. He told me to stand on one of my feet, close my eyes and brush my teeth. And I realized how hard that is, but how good it is you know, for your balance. So I just try to do it because I feel I'm getting older and I feel I need to improve my balance. But
nice. I'll try that.
Yeah, you should. These are just examples of tiny habits and something you can try out. I mean, it doesn't mean I have to stand on one leg and close my eyes for the rest of my life, but it's just, I love to try things and just, you know,
yeah.
It wakes you up and it makes you feel, think about
makes new pathways in your brain.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, Jesse, thank you so much for coming here today again. I can warmly recommend the listeners to buy your new book and also your first book. I've actually given it to so many, to my whole family and to friends.
Yes.
And
thank you.
I love it. You write in a very easy, accessible way. So
thank you
so much for coming. If someone wants to get in contact with you, where do they find you?
Instagram is the place. Glucose Goddess is the account. That's where I share everything. So that's really the hub.
Have a great week in London and look forward to Stockholm next time.
Yes, can't wait to see you again.
Bye.
Bye.
Du har lyssnat på Food Pharmacy-podden med Lina Närtby och Mia Klase. Det här avsnittet är redigerat av Filippa Markaj och jag, Sebastian Ring, står för musik. Vill du ha mer av oss på Food Pharmacy så finns vi på foodpharmacy.se och på Instagram under namnet food_pharmacy. Tack för den här gången, hej!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.